Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, I was telling him this was going to be interesting. Episode 102 of High School Hoops. But before we get started and talking, today's going to be an interesting topic, so you're going to want to hang on. Before we get going, I'd like to give a big shout-out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. In my opinion, first of all, they're based in Minneapolis and Minnesota. Help these people out. Help their business out. We should be helping all businesses out with COVID at this point. But these are great people. They've supported this podcast. They've supported basketball. And they have a great machine. They have a great thing that will help your players become better shooters. I guarantee it. That's my personal guarantee. I don't know what that's worth, 12 cents. But go over and check it out. Mention High School Hoops. They'll give you $350 off your next purchase. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop. It is Netflix for basketball coaches. We have some great stuff coming out. Coach, I know, is working on a new course. I'm working on some stuff.
I'm actually very excited about my new course because I think it's something that we don't talk about a lot, is side out of bounds plays and learning how to score.
I know, special situations.
Not getting the ball in. We're going to really look to score off those dead ball situations.
Are you going to use that new thing I sent you, that little software where the things move?
I'm going to try. If not, I'm going to go through each frame. Okay. And really talk about options and things. So I feel no matter way I do
it. I think you can draw on it. I don't know. Are you doing it on Zoom or are you doing it on PowerPoint?
I'm going to be using Google Slides, and then I'll be using Loom to record my video. So
can you draw on Google Slides while you're talking?
You could actually.
So that might be something like you could say, hey, this guy needs it rather than, we don't edit this. So we're just having this discussion. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
But this is what teachhoops.com is all about. No, I'm just trying to think. Yeah. And then once you finish your master's, then you can start working on that little program I sent you that'll help with moving things too, I think.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. So what's the topic this week, Coach?
The topic this week is we just want to talk about our offensive concepts and philosophy and just start talking about offense. The goal of our next two podcasts, the next 2 weeks, are talking about our concepts and philosophies about offense and defense. Today is offense. Next week will be defense. And then basically we're going to be outreaching to other people across the country, across the world, of what offenses do you want us to talk about? What defenses do you want to talk about? Each offense and defense has certain concepts and philosophies among it, but most coaches also have a certain belief and what they believe about what makes a good offense or what the philosophy of offense is, and then what the offense and defense philosophy as well. So just going to talk about offensive as a whole today, and then next we're going to talk about defense.
Yep. So here's my thought on offense as a whole. Talking about it as a whole, we'll get into specifics if it's a structured offense or quick hitters or whatever it is. couple keys, and I think this is a key in any sport. I think, first of all, spacing is really important in your offense. You got to have proper spacing. As in a soccer coach, you know that spacing is really important. Yep. So I think spacing is very important when you're thinking of an offense. I think movement is important. So that movement can be cutting, can be screening, can be all those things. And then I think it's putting the right people in the right spots. Those are my big three as far as doing an offense.
So can I clarify? Because I think when you say movement, I think you're talking about the two aspects of movement, because we've talked about before, Steve, the three really key things. And if you could talk about that in a second. I just want to elaborate on that, because we've been talking about this for a long time. The key to any good offense is spacing, right? And
right.
player movement, and you're talking ball movement too, right?
Yes, yes.
So the two components of movement and spacing are the three key essentials we've always talked about the last 2 years of this podcast.
Right.
And then the last thing you just said, I didn't mean to cut you off, but.
No, that's good. Keep going. That's exactly what I was talking about.
Just clarity wise, that again, it's really about spacing, which you just said. And then offensive movement, when we're talking about movement, it's the cutting and the screening, and then also the ball movement.
Right. Yes. I mean, that's what I think the keys are.
Oh, they are for sure.
You know, and that's where you got to. So here's what I tell coaches too, the coaches that I, you know, mentor or talk to in teachhoops.com is you got to break it down to the basics. Like when we redid our offense 3 or 4 years ago, we broke it down to like, okay, let's start with nothing. And what do we want our players to be able to do? And then, you know, we grabbed a little bit of dribble drive. We grabbed a little bit of read and react. We grabbed a little bit of and that's fun. Now, you can just run dribble drive. You can just run motion. You can just run read and react. You can just run the swing. You can run the triangle. I mean, there's tons of offenses. That's one way. Another way is like basically breaking down, you know, I'm going to make chicken noodle soup. Well, what is it? What is it? You better break it down to the broth first. And then what are you going to put into it? How long are you going to cook it? All of those things, I think, is really both on the offensive and defensive part. But what we were looking at is we were looking at our team. What do we have coming? What could we do well? What could we not do well? How could we adjust to those things? That was my thought as far as offensive general things that you have to think about. This is stuff you should be thinking about when you're in your car, when you're walking your dog, when you're exercising. It's like, here's my team. Here are the things I want them to be able to do. Hey, everybody. Episode 102 of High School Hoops. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Make sure that you leave a review. We love those. Jake and I read every one of them. Also, make sure you go over and check out my new podcast, Teacher Side Gig. Just talking to entrepreneurs and other teachers that have figured a way to have that side gig, that side hustle. Maybe take their family to dinner, Disney World, something fun. So go over and check that out. Let's head off to the podcast. I want them to be able to do. How can I make them do that? And maybe they can't do any of them. Maybe you have to have a very structured offense. Maybe you have to have one where you just run quick hitters.
I think the hardest thing, I think the easiest one to get is spacing.
Yeah.
And then it really, and I think every
spacing's easy, but spacing with the getting the movement so they fill the space is not
right. And then, and I mean, because whatever you decide, you know, certain things like talking. Different aspects of offense, usually spacing kind of is, whether it's a skeleton with a continuity, establishes spacing, a motion, having spots, it has to be established. It just doesn't happen. But what I've noticed in certain offenses, and whether it's a continuity or a motion offense or open flow offense, is that usually one is stronger with player movement and then not as good with ball movement, or vice versa. It's really hard to get both things going at the same time. And if you can, you got a really good offense. A really good offense.
Very good offense.
You know, I look at dribble drive. The issue that I have with dribble drive is, yeah, it has good spacing, but I have a hard time watching the player movement a lot of the time. There, lack of player movement. The offside. When I talk about movement, and Steve, you can elaborate, I think a lot of offenses lack off-the-ball movement, you know?
I think they get stationary is part of the problem. So that's the issue I see, is they get stationary. They're not moving. They start watching, especially if you have a really good player, they start watching. and the initial is easy, and the follow up after that's pretty easy. It's you know, it's doing it three or four steps afterwards that tends to be the hard part, in my opinion. You know, keep moving. You know, they'll do the initial move, and then they won't do the second, third, fourth move. Or what I have noticed on offensive end is they keep doing the same move over and over. They pass and they always cut to the basket. They always cut to the basket. So they become like little robots. So breaking them of that robotic thing is harder than you think. When you're building, or, you know, what do they call that when you're cooking? When you what is that called? I don't remember. Anyway, go ahead. Senior moment. Go ahead, coach. Anything else offensively?
I think when you're looking at offense, you're looking – I have two things. Good offense is based on what you can do to break it down and make it effective. You just can't do something without breaking it down and making sure your players can do it in a 1v1, 2v2 situation, that right. You have to create breakdown drills. Too often, and younger coaches make this mistake, they pull drills or these offensive drills, and it doesn't build on what you do on the floor 5v5. Everything that you do offensively should be corresponding to what you do with your breakdown drills, your skill development. And so no offense is going to be good unless your drills that we're doing, what you're doing to reflect that, will make your offense better. The other thing right. is that I'm all about balance. My offense philosophy is all about balance. So I believe that a good team has a little bit of motion or open offense, some continuity and some sets. Some people believe in one way and one way only. But I like to have a balance of three, because I think all three provide certain situations and certain opportunities that you need. That's my belief on it. So that's my thought. And then when you're able to push the basketball and be able to do it, I think that's always a good opportunity too.
I think it is too. And that we're not talking, I mean, transition, secondary, all those things build into it. I personally thought when we were talking about this, we were just literally talking about half court.
So, but even from the half court standpoint, then still, if we're not going to talk about full court, then I agree with right. you. It's that I just believe that you got to have all three.
You do.
Because sometimes teams continuity allows teams to have more station, better screening. It might be a good way to create a delay game. It could be a good way if teams are switching off screens to get 1v1 isolation, set plays, and certain teams flourish and certain teams do better with certain types of offenses. So having those varieties just gives your team more options.
I think that's perfect. Okay, so what's our full timeout this week? Do you have one? You were scrambling last week. You don't. That's okay. We'll take a pass.
We'll take a pass today. I'm trying to be a dad and everything else right now.
It's chaos. All right. No worries, coach. All right.
All right. Later.
Till next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.